This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas high country, at least 118 are now confirmed dead from the catastrophic July 4th floods. Another 170 are still missing. Stories of survival also emerging from summer camps to an RV park where Julia Hatfield was staying with her husband. She says they had enough warning to get into their car and drive to high ground.
My husband had stayed awake. The rain was coming down really hard, and so he was making sure we didn't have any leaks in our RV. And he started to hear screaming. And he looked out and saw that the lower level of the park was, that's about 4 feet lower than us. The RVs were already, they have water up to the doors.
President Trump signaled that Israel and Hamas are getting closer to finalizing a possible Gaza ceasefire deal. A sticking point remains of Hamas's demand for Israel to fully withdraw from Gaza. 2 years after Elon Musk hired Linda Yaccarino as CEO for X, she announced she's leaving the platform. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Officials in two counties are investigating after two people were found dead in Dane County and a third person died after a standoff with law enforcement in Vernon County Tuesday afternoon. A man was sought by the Dane County Sheriff's Office after a man and woman were found dead at a home in the town of Middleton. The suspect fled west on Highway 14 and was later found south of Viroqua, where he took his own life after a standoff, according to Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson. Highway 14 was closed in Vernon County for over 3 hours. For the third straight year, the Universities of Wisconsin system is looking to increase tuition rates for its four-year campuses. UW schools will raise tuition by 5%, except for Green Bay going up by 4% and River Falls adding 5.8%. The announcement comes after the state's biennial budget provided $256 million in additional funding to UW. After a 10-year freeze on tuition increases, the UW system raised tuition by 5% in 2023 and 3.75% in 2024. The Board of Regents will vote on the tuition increases on Thursday. While the UW system is considering increasing tuition by 5% at all of its campuses this week, a school in Iowa is taking a different approach to attracting undergraduates. The University of Northern Iowa, which is located about 2.5 hours southwest of La Crosse, is offering its in-state tuition rate to any incoming students from Iowa's bordering states, including Wisconsin. The undergraduate tuition rate for this fall at UNI is $10,201, which is $159 cheaper than the proposed increased tuition rate for UW-La Crosse this fall. We'll have a break from the rain for a couple of days before showers and storms return at the end of the week. Today will be sunny with highs in the low to mid 80s across the Cooley region. Wednesday will be sunny and warm with highs in the mid 80s around La Crosse. Thursday night into Friday, chances of rain showers and storms increase with the potential for an inch or two of rain on Friday. Then we'll see a gradual warm up into early next week where highs will be around 90 degrees. We'll have more details in our Civic Media forecast. Download the free Civic Media app now at civicmedia.us/app. For 1490 WLCX, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
The Brewers win the series. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers beat the Dodgers 3-1 to take a 2-0 lead over L.A. in the 3-game series. They wrap it up this afternoon here at AmFam Field. Milwaukee rookie pitcher Jacob Mizorowski, with the start, gave up a home run to the Dodgers leadoff hitter Shohei Ohtani, Pat Murphy.
Giving up the leadoff home run, it's like getting knocked down in the first round. Here's one of the best hitters in the game, and he leaves a breaking ball up. He got back up, took a standing eight, and battled.
Mizorowski then settled in, not allowing another run throughout 6 innings, striking out 12 batters. Dodgers starter Clayton Kershaw said he didn't know much about the Miz before the game. How about now?
Yeah, I know him now, huh? I mean, that was super impressive. That was really special. I mean, everything, you know, obviously the velo, but I mean, he's got 4 pitches, commands the ball, and I mean, that's, I don't know how you hit that, honestly. That's just really tough.
That's Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Dry and pleasant as we look into the upcoming weekend. It's 82 right now.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Thursday, we'll talk to Sandra Goldschein of the Campaign for a Family-Friendly Economy about the real harm that's going to be done to families under this new federal budget.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays 6 to 9.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, La Crosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
From the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allball Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allball.
Yeah, across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. Todd Allball, along with Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer. It is the 9th of July, 2025. It is Wednesday. It is a great day to be Wisconsinite, and it is
Hump Day.
There you go. The old camel has made it into the mid part of the week. It feels like a Friday because I'm looking forward in nervous anticipation to our shows tomorrow and Friday at the fair. The Northern Wisconsin State Fair in Chippewa Falls is going to be there. Our friend, colleague, Pat Kreitlow of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, who does his show from Lake Wissota in the Chippewa Valley every morning, is going to be on hand with us to be our co-host, guest co-host, tomorrow and Friday. Nobody knows this fair better than Pat Kreitlow. Very excited to have him. Going to have some local folks from the area as well. Rusty Volk, the fair director, is going to kick off the show tomorrow. Number one, he's extraordinarily knowledgeable about the fair. Number two, he knows the fair and is passionate about it. And number three, he's just a funny guy. That's a great combination of a guest. So looking forward to having Rusty Volk, the fair director of the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, on with Patrick and myself tomorrow. Join us tomorrow and Friday for the entire show as we come to you live from the fair. Talking about tax on tips last hour and the fact that this no tax on tips. Number one, it's not going to apply to everybody because there's income restrictions on this. And number two, the way that the Republicans passed this and Trump signed it into law is it expires after 2028. So it might not be in effect at all after they get your vote. Heather in beautiful Eau Claire on Facebook watching says, or if Dems are elected in the next cycle, it disappears and they blame the Dems. In other words, she's absolutely right. So if there's like a, if Dems take the House in the midterm elections, but in the Senate Republicans say, no, we're not going to go along with that, or Trump, you know, says, I'm not going to go along with that, then they're going to say, well, see, look, you elected Democrats to the House of Representatives and this no tax on tips disappeared. It's all Democrats' fault. But of course it isn't, because they set it up that way, the Republicans. It's frustrating because it's so politically good. In other words, the outcome is terrible, but the way they set it up for political messaging is unfortunately brilliant. It's dirty politics. And that's why you have to stay informed and know what the heck we're doing here. All right, so no tax on tips, and we'll keep following this as we move along here. What else, Amherst, should we do? We got what's worse coming up here in a bit. We've got other things to talk about. We got, speaking of the Trumpster, he was talking about This is real. Gold leafing on the White House
cabinet meeting today.
Yesterday.
Or in my bed, yesterday.
Yeah, absolutely. Let's wait on that. Let's and bring a little state news here before we do what's worse. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Molly Beck, great reporter at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, says we have a new contestant, not on The Price is Right, but Who Wants to Be Governor? Republican Bill Boreen, a Navy SEAL veteran and manufacturer CEO of Whitefish Bay, launched a campaign for governor of Wisconsin today, comparing himself to President Donald Trump as a political outsider. Boreen, CEO of Pindle Global Precision and Liberty Precision in New Berlin, joins Washington County Executive Josh Shulman in the 2026 Republican primary field for governor. Quote, bureaucrats and politicians like Tony Evers have failed Wisconsin, unquote, Boreen said in a statement provided to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And it goes on with just more ridiculousness from there. I'm just not going to read it because it's nonsense. I'm not blaming the Journal Sentinel, by the way. They're just reporting what this guy put in his statement. Boreen is 56 years old, is launching his campaign without knowing who his political opponent in the general election might be. Governor Tony Evers has yet to announce whether he'll seek a third term, though the Democratic governor said a decision will likely be made yet this month. Even so, Boreen targets Evers in a new ad. He takes aim at recent guidance Evers issued to state workers over visits from ICE officers and vetoing legislation that blocks transgender students from participating in girls' sports. So here we go. Here we go. Yeah, I mean, let's just cut right to the chase. This Boreen guy, what's his name? Bill Boreen? It's more of the same. It's right out of the old transphobic, anti-LGBTQ, go after the brown people playbook. It's sick. This guy isn't going to run on, hey, I have a difference with Democrats on economic policy. I think that we should be taxing less. I think there should be smaller government. I think that, you know, we should look at our school. No. This guy is launching a campaign for governor of the state of Wisconsin on the issue of ICE officers and blocking and Evers vetoing legislation that would have blocked transgender students from participating in girls' sports. As we've talked on this program before, this issue of transgender students participating in sports is a non-issue in terms of a political issue in this state. At last check, according to the WIAA, there were six transgender athletes in all of Wisconsin. It's just not a thing. But yet the Republicans want to play on our fears, on division, and make it a thing. I mean, think how small this guy has to be, Bill Boreen. And again, just like Derek Van Orten, he tries to play the tough guy here. Well, I'm a Navy SEAL. And by the way, nobody has more respect for actual Navy SEALs than me. Had the privilege and honor of working with our military and veterans when I worked in the congressional office for 5 years. But why is it that these guys, Derek Van Orten and this Bill Boreen, they lead with that? And at least in Derek Van Orten's case, he has yet to have one of his former colleagues or Navy SEALs who served with him stand next to him. And that continues to be my question. Look at guys like John McCain. He had people that served with him in the Navy, people who are in the Hanoi Hilton with him, stand next to him on a stage with their open military records and say, we proudly serve John McCain. He's a stand-up guy. Now, you might disagree with John McCain politically, but you couldn't deny that his military service was exemplary and he was an American hero. But guys like Derek Van Orten and Bill Breen, they do a disservice to Navy SEALs. They do a disservice to our men and women in uniform because they take advantage of it and they run on things that very few of anybody in uniform is fighting for. Nobody that I've ever met in the military is talking about, yeah, I put my life on the line in Afghanistan. I put my life on the line in Vietnam. I put my life on the line in Korea. I put my life on the line, the few World War II veterans we have left, so that people could go after the six transgender athletes in our high schools in Wisconsin. Boy, that's what I wanted to die for. Nobody's doing that. But these guys, these yahoos, Bill Breen and Derek Van Orten, like, this is what they want to make it about. And they want to scare the bejesus out of you and me and pit neighbor against neighbor. They don't know what they're doing. They don't know about the best of Wisconsin. I don't care whether it's Tony Evers or Jim Doyle, two Democrats, or Tommy Thompson, a Republican. And yes, I've called out former Governor Thompson many times on the show for his current support of Trump. I think it's sad. But if you look at what Tommy Thompson did as governor, when he ran for governor, I was at a lot of those campaign events. Tommy Thompson never went after transgender people. He never went after immigrants in this country. He talked about the fact that he had family that immigrated here. They talked about the best of Wisconsin. So I just ask you to consider rejecting guys like Bill Breen and Derek Van Orten because they're the worst of what Wisconsin has to offer. And they should be soundly rejected. It's 17 past the hour of 3 o'clock. Let's have a little fun. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that,
this or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. Nothing to give away, no prize, money involved. Just your chance to have your voice heard across most of our 11 news talk and sports stations. The Brewers game, I think, is still going on, Zomer.
I think so.
I believe that's true. We'll try to give you a scoring update here. But on the ones that are not carrying the Brewers game right now, top of the seventh, I can tell you, and the LA Dodgers up 2-1. So tight game, top of the seventh at AmFam Field. You can listen to that game on many of our stations across this network. For the rest of you, time once again for What's Worse. This is a pizza edition. A pizza edition. What's worse, Domino's or Papa John's? Domino's or Papa John's? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Give us a ring-a-ling. Would love to hear from you. Before we get into, I guess, what's worse, Joe, one of our great listeners in the Madison area, WMDX. Joe, you wanted to comment on Derek Van Orten before we get into the lighter side of things here. You got about a minute and a half. It's all yours. Go ahead.
Yeah, take a look at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel today. They had an article about dear Mr. Van Orten, who currently is claiming credit for getting additional dollars toward Medicaid in Wisconsin. Big old liar boy is lying again. The governor, Evers, disputes that. He said that the budget was already set before Van Orten was making his desperate calls because he voted against it on the federal level. And now he's saying that he was key to getting it on the state level. Yeah. What a stinking liar. He said in the article, he said, I played a key role. I urged him to sign it. What a liar. What a grandiose, egotistical, all about him liar. And yeah, it's just, you know, Tony Evers is not the sort that goes tangling. And for the governor's office to say, no, that did not happen. I don't know. I mean, it's just one more in a long line of this liar boy's continual lies. So
appreciate
he didn't
it,
play a key role, people.
Yep. Thanks. Thanks, Joe. I appreciate the call. We talked about it a little bit with Pat Kreitlow at the top of the show. Article in the Huffington Post on that as well. But always appreciate Joe calling in. It's in the Journal Sentinel as well. We'll come back and do some what's worse again. Pizza right now is the category. Domino's or Papa John's. What's worse, 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842, and text us on the Civic Media app back after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Eagle 1490 AM.
Hey, it's Crash Gladys from Speed Freaks. Are you still paying full price for gas? Stop leaving money behind. Get real cash back every time you fill up with the free Upside app. Simply download the free Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and start earning cash at the pump today. Use limited time promo code IMPACT and get an extra 25 cents back per gallon on your first fill up. Listeners are making $200 to $300 a year just from buying the gas they already needed. Don't wait. Download the free Upside app now and use promo code IMPACT to redeem your 25 cent per gallon bonus. That's promo code IMPACT. Yeah, at first I thought it was too good to be true, but it's completely legit. Plus, you can cash out anytime. Don't let this offer drive on by. Download the free Upside app now by using limited time promo code IMPACT. That's promo code IMPACT. For a limited time, 25 cents per gallon bonus. Offers vary by user and location. Go to upside.com for terms and conditions.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Small businesses are the heart of America. As the nation's largest nonprofit resource of expert business mentoring, SCORE has helped millions of entrepreneurs build their businesses. For free, find a mentor today at SCORE.org.
As Wisconsin is cheering on the Brew Crew. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I fell in love with the pizza girl. Now I eat pizza every day.
This song's so bad.
The Civic Media Radio Network. Where did you find that, Zomertz?
You know, that's from the Disney show Jonas.
When the
Jonas Brothers had their own TV
it
show.
It is not.
No, it is.
That they, is from the Jonas Brothers on Disney?
Yeah. It's not one of their real songs, quote unquote. It's from their stupid show that some executive was like, write a song about the pizza girl. And they're like, okay.
It's like the Kenny Chesney, Willie Nelson duet, My Key Lime Pie. All right, we're talking pizza. Nicely done, Zomers. Nicely done. What's worse, right in the middle of what's worse right now, Domino's or Papa John's? People have feelings on certain types of pizza. And this one is Domino's versus Papa John's. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You could also text us on the Civic Media app if you don't have it. Download it today. Go to your Apple or Android device. Go to the search bar, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Media. It'll pop up a cute little CM logo. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It is free. It's what Gail King at CBS calls a deal. The Civic Media app. By the way, you're going to give away four more free tickets for the Brewers game to be named later. Free Ticket Brewer Friday coming up this Friday. We'll be live at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair, but we'll still give you an opportunity to win free Brewers tickets on Friday. So download the app because that's the only way you can play on Friday. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Let's go to beautiful Waukesha, listening to WAUK, Rick in Waukesha. Rick, Domino's or Papa John's, what's worse?
Domino's.
Any particular reason?
I think it's the crust.
Really? You don't like the Domino's crust? All right.
I think it's like mass-produced, kind of mass-produced. The greatest crust. So, you know, and I know somebody that delivers for him too, and he's not happy with it.
Really? So he delivers, but yet he doesn't like the Domino's pizza.
No, he likes any other company's pizza, you know, better.
But he got a job. He's got a job, so he's got to pay the bills, so he does it anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. Also, you know, I wanted to mention, you know, when you were talking about that military action as a candidate.
Yeah, yeah.
A during Marine. The time of Nixon, McGovern, he never spoke much about his military experience. And I think, you know, he was trying to get Nixon maybe to talk about it, but it would have worked against him because he was a pilot.
True.
The Second World War.
I
I think Richard was like, you know, administration or something in the service.
All right. Hey, thanks. Right, I appreciate. Yeah, thank you, Rick. I always appreciate the call there. And remember, it's colder than a winter in the winter than it is in the country. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. What's worse, Domino's or Papa John's? You can also text us on the Civic Media app. Like Matt in Middleton says, Domino's hasn't closed a restaurant in Middleton. Has not closed a restaurant in Middleton due to a roach infestation. Oh, like Papa John's. Oh, wow. I did not know that. So they're definitely worse. Wow. That ain't good at all when you have to close due to a roach infestation. My mom and I are watching one of these home shows on Home and Garden, and they have like a version down south somewhere where they buy like an old home and renovate it, and they counted like 8 roaches on the floor in one room. And I said, like, if there's 8 roaches on the floor, there's 108 in the walls.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No, you don't want that at all. What's worse, Domino's or Papa John's? Our own Jenny watching on YouTube says frozen pizza is a sacred institution in Wisconsin. Choosing between Domino's or Papa John's, betrayal. Now, good point, Jenny. I think, did Jane and Greg do this one time, the favorite frozen pizza? Or maybe it was Schwabba. I think it was Schwabba one night on Nightline. He and Conrad did this. And they were talking about who was the best frozen pizza. Yeah, it was Nightline. And I think it's Park Street. I know the label. I think it's Park Street in like Beaver Dam is the one I buy at Metcalf's here. It's really, really good.
Wisconsin is definitely the frozen pizza capital of America, not the frozen pizza capital of the world. I actually watched a big video essay that did tons of research on.
You did? Really?
Yeah. We certainly are the greatest creators of frozen pizza, but I can't remember what country. I think it was like Norway or something eats the most frozen pizza, but they've only barely beat out Wisconsin.
Most Norwegians, look at them, they eat the frozen pizza. DJ, while listening in Wausau on WXCO, says Papa John's is way worse. I don't spend my hard-earned dollars on companies formerly run by right-wing conspiracy theorists.
Oh, yeah.
There's a history as well.
Deep rabbit hole.
That's a deep dish right there. Len in Madison on WMDX is not sure what's worse regarding Domino's or Papa John's. But what's better is to pop a cold one. Oh, I like that. That's nice play on words there. I enjoy that. What else we have? Dave in New Berlin says, I don't think either is bad. I'm forced to say Domino's is worse because given the option, I'll get Papa John's every time. AJ in Madison and WMDX just says they both suck. Sorry. I don't know. I think that it depends on what you're hankering for. I have not had very many Papa John's pizzas. In fact,
I think I've been there once.
I don't know that I've, and I got this confused earlier, by the way. Zomers is like, who wrote this liner for today for this bit? I said, me, why? Because I literally thought we were doing Papa Murphy's.
Yeah, they are not the same.
Not the same at all.
Different Papas.
Yeah. All right.
Don't want to get the daddies mixed up.
We'll do the... No, don't forget who's your daddy. Come on back. We'll sort all this out. More news straight ahead. Talk about a film and television. Hollywood's coming to Wisconsin after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matinee on Air.
Download the Civic Media app in the Google Play or Apple App Store and take us everywhere. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Anxiety is building in the marketplace over international business and overall business slowdown. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and this is the word from market advisor John Heinberg. He's along with us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Earlier this week, the president said the U.S. will impose 25% tariffs on goods from South Korea and Japan by August 1st. John Heinberg explains the market reaction.
Obviously, when we start talking about grain markets or U.S. ag products, Japan is a major customer. So I think that added to the selling pressure yesterday, as well as South Korea is one of the top handful of purchasers of U.S. goods in that regard. So again, I think that weighed on the markets, at least the grain markets, just added a little bit more fuel to the fire. So again, we'll have to see how things shape up as we get closer to August 1st.
John Heinberg, along with us from Total Farm Marketing in West Bend. Before we take a look at our closing markets, stick around for those numbers next.
You know, the customers really tell the story of why Bavaria sausage is so special. Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yankee reminding you, you can shop online, BavariaSausage.com, or you can experience the real deal. It's at the corner of Nesbitt Road, Fitchrona Road in Fitchburg. They're open Monday through Friday, 9 until 7, Saturday, 9 until 1. I just swung down to enjoy their regular Friday brat fry. It's outside, but it happens rain or shine, and it features all the different flavors that Bavaria sausage has made famous. And I'll tell you what, the customers spoke loud and clear about why they love Bavaria sausage. It's the flavor. It's the ingredients. It's the snap of a really good brat or a really good knackwurst. That's what I enjoyed. Take a look online, BavariaSausage.com. Incorporate it into your upcoming events. Need something special? Contact them directly, BavariaSausage.com. We'll see you there.
On the close Wednesday from Chicago, markets are mixed. Corn closed higher. Cash corn up a penny and a quarter at $3.99 and a quarter. December new crop corn also up a penny and a quarter at $4.15 and a half. Soybeans continued to feel pressure on a Wednesday. Cash beans down 12 and a quarter cents, closing at $10.09 a bushel. November new crop beans down 10 and a quarter cents, closing at $10.07 and a quarter. Wheat showed slight strength in the midday trade, but closed down 0.75 cents at $5.47 a bushel. Fluid milk is sitting neutral or moving lower. The Class 3 August milk contract is sitting unchanged at $17.91 a hundredweight. The September contract down a penny at $18.55 a hundredweight. Class 3 milk goes to make cheese, which did see a lift. The 40-pound block closed up a quarter of a cent at $1.69 and a half. Double A butter closed down a nickel and a half at $2.56 and a quarter per pound. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Local news, weather, and sports on air and streaming on the Civic Media app. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly clear for tonight, low in the mid-60s. For tomorrow, more humid, partly sunny, isolated storms, high in the mid-80s. Low 80s Friday, scattered storms. Dry and pleasant as we look into the upcoming weekend. We're sitting at 84 degrees right now.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Madam Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway from the fabulous city of Madison.
A lot of people say, I don't like politics. It's all dirty and angry and blah, blah, blah. It's really about caring about your community, finding a way to like bring it back to people talking to each other.
Yeah.
About what is important in our place and how do we take care of each other and use the levers of government to do that. That's really what it's about.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Trump is again trying to have it both ways on agricultural workers. He says they're working on, quote, a temporary pass where the farmer can have a little control as opposed to you walk in and take everybody away. He's describing feudalism, where the people who work the land are more under direct control of the land owners rather than the rule of law. He wants the vassals. He wants the lords. He wants the peasants.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'll be joined by Celi Flores, a DACA recipient. We'll explore what it was like watching the 2024 election unfold and what it's like now watching Donald Trump attack immigrants from coast to coast.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
Wherever it may lead, and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Aaron Zommers behind the board here in our last half hour together on a Wednesday, July 9th, 2025, 35 past 3. Glad to have you here on a Wednesday. Again, up in the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow, along with Pat Kreitlow. Looking forward to a nervous anticipation to that. Cannot wait. So be joining us tomorrow. Going to get into a little bit of a film talk. New film office. Haven't seen a Wisconsin film and television office since the days of Tommy George Thompson in the governor's office. Going to talk about that in a minute. But first, I just want to clean up a couple of things in aisle two in terms of news. Talked a little bit yesterday about immigration. I don't want to repeat all of that, gave you my feelings on that. But here now, and this I found this clip, and I want to play it for you today. I think this is from yesterday, and this is the Attorney General of Arizona, Chris Mays. Chris Mays, Attorney General of Arizona, holding a press conference and was asked about these ICE Homeland Security deportation details that are going around the country wreaking havoc, and they keep using these masks, basically gaiters. A gaiter is a piece of cloth that goes around your neck, but it's like a tube, and then they pull it up. I mean, they're legit things that people use, I guess, when they hike or ski or something.
Yeah, it's a G-A-I-T-E-R, not G-A-T-O-R.
Right. Thank you. Thank you. Yes. A piece of cloth gaiter. But now these ICE people or people who claim to be ICE, and I say that because it has been reported now that Homeland Security under Donald Trump and Kristi Noem are going after bounty hunters. Bounty hunting is illegal in Wisconsin, places like Texas, other states. There's a business for this. There was like a reality show, wasn't there, for a while? Who is that guy?
I'm the dog.
Yeah, that's
the
it.
Big dog, bad dog. That's right.
All right. Dog the bounty hunter. That was like big on cable, I think, for a while. Wasn't it? It was on way too much. So what they're doing is they're finding these bounty hunters and they're paying them. And this is just sick. The Trump administration is paying these bounty hunters $1,000 to $1,500 per person to come in and to bring in undocumented people. And so these people are using these gator masks because they're so ashamed and embarrassed about what they're doing, they don't want people to know who they are. They're claiming that, oh, I'm going to be doxxed. I'm going to be doxxed. Dox just means that it happens in the real world, such as like an elected official that somebody doesn't like. They'll call in a quote-unquote emergency on 911 and give that legislator or elected official's home, and then emergency people arrive, and I guess that's swatting technically, and there's no real emergency. Or they'll give out personal information, and the person gets swamped with, you know, harassed, basically. That's their claim. Well, it's not really happening. They're just embarrassed because they're going after brown people, many of whom have been arrested are American citizens. So Attorney General of Arizona Chris Mays, was asked about. Now, here I'm playing this because this is what you want and an attorney general. She ain't taking anything from anybody. She puts it out there. This is great. This is Attorney General Chris Mays of Arizona.
I am really disturbed by the tactics that we are seeing in some other states, including the one to our west, by ICE and Border Patrol and others to mask themselves when they're engaged in immigration enforcement. I have expressed that dissatisfaction already to ICE. I have told them I don't want to see it in the state of Arizona. And I have told them and reminded them that pretty much no other law enforcement agencies in the state of Arizona, including mine, mask themselves when they are engaged in law enforcement. Now, there are certain undercover operations where masking is necessary, but it is extremely rare. And what law enforcement tells me, both in this building and outside this building, is that it is a dangerous situation. Yeah, I had a conversation with them a couple weeks back and didn't get anywhere. I mean, they just said that that's their policy, that they're afraid of doxing. And I told them I thought that was bullshit.
Now, that's putting it down there where the chickens can get at it. She just flat out says, what Homeland Security and ICE is telling me is BS. BS, period. I think that's great. That's the kind of attorney general you need. Somebody who's not afraid, somebody who's going to call a spade, and say, this is what's really going on, and it's ridiculous. Kudos. Applause to Attorney General Chris Mays of Arizona. That's real leadership right there, and I applaud her for that. In other news, before we move on, and this is from the It Never Ceases to Amaze Me column. Donald Trump held a so-called cabinet meeting. I say so-called because it's basically, it's like Kim Jong-un. He just has people sit around the table and say how great he is. And so he had one of these yesterday. He had the press there, and he got off on this tangent. This is the president of the United States. People are missing in Texas still due to these terrible floods, have died. You've got tariffs out of control now. I mean, the war, all the, and Donald Trump wants to sit there and talk about the moldings in the cabinet room. This is real, unedited, yesterday from Donald Trump.
Painted the room a nice color, beige color, and it's been really something. The only question is, will I gold leaf the corners? You could maybe tell me my cabinet could take a vote. You see the top line moldings, and the only question is, do you go lift it? Because you can't paint it. If you paint it, it won't look good, because they've never found a paint that looks like gold. You see that in the Oval Office. They've tried for years and years. Somebody could become very wealthy, but they've never found a paint that looks like gold. So painting it is easy, but it won't look right. And the question is whether or not we should gold leaf it. Does any, Linda, do you have an opinion?
I don't leave it.
You like it the way?
No, I gold leaf it.
You'd gold leaf it?
Yeah.
Who would gold leaf it? Could I raise you? How about, would you gold leaf it?
He is asking the cabinet, full bird secretaries of government agencies, to take a vote on whether they think he ought to gold leaf the crown moldings in the cabinet room of the White House.
My favorite part is that since it's a video, you can see Marco Rubio sitting to Trump's right, just trying to keep a straight face and pretend life isn't real. And Pete Hegseth sitting to his left, like smiling and trying not to smile too big. When Pete Hegseth thinks you're an idiot, you've really gone off the rails.
I think we talked about this a few weeks ago, that all of this glam that he's put up, Trump has in the Oval Office, someone found the exact molding. It was either Walmart or Home Depot. You know, you can go to like the Home Depot and you go and they have like prefab. Some are plastic, some are I don't know, whatever, but they're plaster or plastic. And someone found one of these, either Walmart or Home Depot, I can't remember which, that's plastic. And so clearly he took plastic, or his people did, and spray painted it gold. And that's what he's put up in the White House, in the Oval Office. And he claims that that's actually gold leaf. This guy is the grifter of all grifters, the fraud of all frauds, the facade of all facades. And it just never ceases to amaze me. I don't play a lot of Trump clips anymore, but I thought that one in particular. When I heard that, I'm just like, what do people around the world think? What does the Prime Minister of the UK?
I think they already written us off long ago, honestly.
Oh yeah, right. But it's just, this is the President of the United States. And again, when Barack Obama was president and he had the audacity to wear a tan suit, Republicans went apoplectic out of the disrespect, in their opinion, that he showed by wearing a tan suit. And this guy, Trump, is holding cabinet meetings on the crown moldings of the White House. You can't make this stuff up, folks. You just simply cannot. 45 minutes now past the hour of 3 o'clock. You're listening to the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. Closer to home. Here we go. Lighten it up a little bit. This is from Fox 6 in Milwaukee. Wisconsin state budget passes new film and television incentives. Now, this is great. It says, what we know. Governor Tony Evers signed the state budget for the 25-27 years, biennial years, into law last week, and it could be a game changer for filmmakers. Now, I can't wait to hear what our friend Pete Schwabe says about this on Nightlight. He is a filmmaker himself. Most television shows and movies are filmed in California. California. Georgia. People don't know that Atlanta has a big film industry now. Or outside the country, often due to tax incentives and diverse locations. But now, more television and movies shoot could soon be on the way to the Badger State. When Evers signed the budget last week, and included a victory for Wisconsin filmmakers, it established a state film office within the Wisconsin Department of Tourism and launched a $5 million tax incentive program for film and television productions to be shot in the state. It received bipartisan support before the governor signed it into law. Nathan Deming is a writer and director based in Eau Claire and Los Angeles. Said, quote, "It was kind of like a movie in the way it played out. It was out of the budget. It was back in the budget. We're just at this historical moment, basically, where the jobs are leaving Hollywood and they're going around the globe, wherever these tax incentives are," unquote. While working on his own projects, he advocated for this change. Deming said, quote, "When productions come to town, they spend a lot of money. Locals are happy. Local businesses are happy," unquote. Before the budget was signed, advocates say Wisconsin was one of 13 states without film incentives and one of 3 without a state film office. Advocates say it put filmmakers in Wisconsin at a disadvantage. Susan Jerva has helped create Oscar-winning films seen by millions around the globe. She believes the funding for the incentives will be available in January of next year and said it will not be a handout. Jerva said, quote, "We need to stay competitive. What a film office does, it's the first touch and look for producers, studios, directors when they're trying to find a place to shoot their film," unquote. Again, some of us have been around long enough. Tommy Thompson, the legislature back in the late 80s, 90s, created a film office, and that it was eventually the new breed of cat Republicans that killed it and defunded it. So now they're bringing it back. Good on Governor Evers. Good on the bipartisan support in the legislature. Come on back. Wrap things after this on the Civic Media Radio Network.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. The Wisconsin Supreme Court hands a big win to the environment. The court ruled it's unconstitutional for a legislative committee to block rules created by state agencies. The decision means good environmental rules now face an easier path to getting to the finish line and becoming law. For years, legislative vetoes by a handful of legislators stymied a long list of environmental protections. After more than 30 years, the Knowles Nelson Stewardship Program is going unfunded. Money for the legacy program was stripped out of the budget by the Joint Committee on Finance. The program helps preserve our state's wildlife areas and fisheries through land purchases and grants. Now that the budget has been signed, it's unclear how the vital program will continue, although there is talk of a standalone bill that would revive it. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
PJ Leash, the bug guy, he heads the entomology department at UW-Madison, and we are talking ticks.
When a deer tick transmits Lyme disease, it takes 36 hours, so about a day and a half. And that's why, in my mind, one of the single best things you can do as a precaution is to do regular tick checks. Because you've removed it, your risk goes down greatly to basically zilch.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Years ago, I had some, it was a shirt. It was given to me, and I wore it because I support all people. And a friend of mine, like, you sure you want to walk around in that? You know, a t-shirt, people might think. I'm like, people might think I'm a human being that supports other human beings. I wear sports jerseys sometimes. No one ever says, are you worried people are going to think you're on the Cubs?
I don't think anyone would think that, though.
Oh, you haven't seen my curveball.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Wisconsin has brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Glad to have you along. 8 minutes before the hour of 4 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC, CBS, or James Kelly News, depending upon which of our great stations you're listening to, followed by a check of weather. And then it's Mike Clemens with a sports reporter, a great sports reporter. Mike Clemens, at last check, the Brewers were still trailing the LA Dodgers. It is now the top of the ninth. Dodgers 2, Milwaukee 1. Got to get a run, guys. Here in the ninth inning, that game on many of our Civic Media stations right now around the state of Wisconsin. And then coming up after the sports report, it is the Maggie Dawn Show with Maggie Dawn every afternoon from 4 until 6, followed by our friend Pete Schwaba in our Green Bay studios, WGBW. Pete Schwaba and Nightlight. Great program, great folks up there. Appreciate everything Pete and Conrad are doing, and you can listen to their show tonight between 6 and 8. Always speaking of entertainment, right? That's always fantastic. So
I'm sure he'll be talking about the film, Bill.
Yeah, very likely to do so. So we shall see. Back on this, we were talking about this gold leafing. Play this cut from President Trump. Debating whether they should put gold leaf in the Oval Office. Heather, watching up in beautiful Eau Claire, says, because I said that they've been proven now that Trump basically took a cheap plastic or plaster mold into this ornate stuff that looks ornate in the Oval Office, and they just spray painted it. Heather says, but he said there is no paint that looks like gold. I can't even. And Miss Linda up in Richland Center listening to WRCE and via Facebook says, Frank Lloyd Wright used gold leaf paint. It's very expensive. Ooh, I did not know
there. It does exist.
Right, right. But it's but what we're talking about here is actual gold leaf paint, like gold leafing. What Trump is doing, they're just taking spray paint and spraying it on. It's a fraud, I tell you. All right, we mentioned this earlier. Our friend and colleague Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach, by the way, speaking of trips, we're doing our show tomorrow from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair tomorrow and Friday. But next week, hang on to your hats and hallelujah, Mama Jane is going to do it to you. It's a paraphrase of a line from Gypsy. Great musical Gypsy. Going to be singing a lot of show tunes with Jane and Greg and I. We're hitting the road. Well, from us, for Zomers and I, we're going to, on Tuesday, we're going to be coming to you live from the Rockette Studio in Radio City Hall Park down in Racine. Going to do our show there. And then we're getting on the Bluebird bus, and we're going to be taking the show on the road to Oshkosh on Wednesday, Butternut on Thursday, and Hayward on Friday. Cannot wait for that. Jane and Greg were talking about this. I said earlier about the TSA news. Never let it be said that one person cannot make a difference. Case in point, Richard Reed. In 2001, Mr. Reed put explosives in his shoes and boarded an American airline flight from Paris to Miami. Reed's attempt at terrorism failed. But thanks to him, for 20 years, we've had to remove our shoes to get through airport security. But now the Transportation Security Administration, better known as TSA, plans to let us keep our shoes and go through security. The policy change will take effect at major airports first before being extended to all airports. However, if there's a metal in your shoes and it triggers the magnetometer, you're still going to have to take them off. Meanwhile, Richard Reed is cooling his heels, doing a life sentence in a federal prison in Colorado. How about that? One idiot like Richard Reed tries to do explosives, and for 20 years, we've had to take off our shoes. So it's the little things in life. You understand? It's the little things. If we don't, because it's uncomfortable, and then some people have bad socks, and it's smelly, and it's always, you know, I always feel like you have to rush putting them back on, and you don't want to hold up the traffic or the line or what have you. So anyway, that's what we got in foot news today. How about that?
I hope this doesn't become a recurring bit, foot news.
Foot news, no. We will not make foot news a recurring bit here on the show. Great show today. Really, really appreciate it. Oh, and by the way, this weekend for our listeners on WMDX, the Dane County Fair is also going to be going on as well. Not this weekend, next weekend, I think it is. Let me take a look here now that I said it, right? It's at the Alliant Energy Center. And going, I know some of our people are going to be out there. Yeah, it's next weekend, but we're going to have a booth out there for WMDX. So come out and see the folks who are going to be at the Dane County Fair.
Never
been to the Dane County Fair. It's fair. It's not great. It's just fair. Many thanks, everybody. Here we have late breaking news. Late breaking news. Trygve Olsen with a minute left in the show says, my flight was delayed and I just landed.
Well, I'm glad he's there safe.
Well, thanks, Trygve. We appreciate that. Well, I'm glad as Zomer said, I'm glad he got there safely. Well, many thanks to Pat Kreitlow for showing up today. Always appreciate him. We'll talk to Pat tomorrow up at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. And many thanks to Zomers as well, doing a great job on the board, and all of you for listening and calling in. It is a privilege, it is an honor, and I never forget that every day that we're privileged to be here on the air is one I do not take for granted, because you never know, but it all might end. So you got to be grateful for every single day. Grateful for all of you. Grateful for Zomers. Stay tuned. Maggie Dawn is next. Until tomorrow, whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you from the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. Goodbye, everybody.
Soaring high above La Crosse, this is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX La Crosse, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. In Texas, at least 119 have died in the floods, and the search continues for more than 170 others missing. A local government official tells ABC News Kerrville Area River Authority had approved a contract last month for a flood warning system to help with emergency response along the Guadalupe River.
They planned a, quote, kickoff meeting for mid-July, we're told, and approved $73,000 for a company to develop a flood warning system in Kerr County. It was not for sirens or a system to warn the public directly, but a dashboard to allow emergency managers to view real-time stream flow and rainfall data. Alex Stone, ABC News.
In New Mexico, at least three people died last night after a storm triggered historic flooding in a village that was scarred by last year's wildfires. President Trump posted new tariff letters on social media warning a half dozen countries, including Algeria, Iraq, and the Philippines. Tariff rates will go up on August 1st if they don't finalize a deal. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.